The Browns trade from number 2 to number 8 likely took them out of the race for one of the top 2 quarterbacks in the draft, but it's opened up a number of possibilities to get the best player available on this 2016 roster. Here are 5 potential options the Browns can go with if they stick with number 8. Topping it off are 2 Buckeyes, running back Ezekiel Elliott and defensive end Joey Bosa. Now, the Browns are okay at running back with Duke Johnson and Isaiah Crowell, but Ezekiel Elliott's considered a rare talent that is easily the best running back in this draft. As for Bosa, we all know what he can do as a pass rusher, and even though he's maybe a questionable fit in a 3-4 defense, he's someone that can adjust and bring heat on the quarterback. Looking at defense, UCLA linebacker Miles Jack, he's had to battle health perceptions throughout the offseason after dealing with a knee injury during his junior year, but he's a freakish athlete who played on both sides of the ball with the Bruins. Back in the secondary is cornerback Vernon Hargraves of Florida, who's been compared to none other than Browns defensive back Joe Hayden, who also went to Florida. This is an area where the Browns could potentially attack and fill some of the holes in their defensive backfield after a number of players left in the offseason. And finally, offensive tackle Laremy Tunsil, once considered the number 1 pick lock when Tennessee held this pick, is now a potential option at number 8 because of the way the draft structure. Now, the Browns have Joe Thomas at left tackle. Laremy Tunsil projects as a left tackle, but he could certainly start his career at right tackle, where the Browns are looking to fill that void. Keep it locked on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for the latest news on the draft, which is just 1 week away.